You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Being a dad now to four little tiny youngsters, is that forging more of God's character in you, I would probably guess?
You know, there are things that you experience in this life that reveal your sin nature in you very, very loudly, you know. One of the callings for a minister is, you know, be gentle, self-controlled, all those things. And like, you're like, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I feel like I'm a type B instead of type A laid back guy. And of course, yeah, you can snap, you can be quick to anger, and you got to practice. Well, Lord, no, this is you teaching me that I have to take all of my thoughts captive and my emotions and place them at the feet of Jesus. So yeah, it trains you up. It reveals the worst sides of you, and then it helps you to practice practice godliness. And not because I'm trying to earn God's love more, but it's because God, who has sent his son for my life, I want to do this for him out of response to his love for me. So yeah, raising up kids, it teaches you the worst of yourself, allows you to work on yourself, but doing it with his strength in mind, and let that be a testimony for others. A lot of people say, how do you do it all? And I'm like, well, it's the Lord. It's the Lord.
Now, we're adopted as you adopted. We are adopted.
Yes.
In three of the Jews. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, Romans 8 is so clear as day.
8:28.
Well, that's like the golden chain of election. You've been adopted and all those things. But it talks about, you know, you truly belong to a spiritual family. And this is an eternal family with God. You gain brothers and sisters in the Lord, in the visible church where you go and worship on Sundays. These people are family, and the spirit of adoption is so biblical. And so when we get to experience that, adopting someone who had not a home and now has a home, that's who we were. We were lonely. There's a recent article out of the Wall Street Journal just a few months ago, but I read it recently because, I don't know, these things come across your feed even at later times, and it was talking about how our youth today have dealt with such loneliness through COVID and through just everyone having to do life very differently than how you had to do, Rhett, or even myself, that in your adolescent years, so think about when you're in fifth grade, sixth grade, eighth grade, even high school, all these kids are being told, stay home, do school on Zoom, and you don't get to do sports with kids. And now that we're about 2-3 years out from the craze of COVID, kids today, this is what the article wrote, was, and I'm trying to remember the title here, maybe I can pull it up real quick if I can find it, but it was talking about how children today have been dealing with loneliness, and yet they are finding joy in summer work. Isolated teens crave friends on the job. Here we are towards the end of summer. Schools around our county are starting up next week. I just was over at Osceola Magnet School, teachers getting their rooms ready for elementary kids here right down the street from where Morningstar is at. Plug for Sunday at 10 a.m. service. but you know, teachers are getting their schools ready, classrooms ready, and teenagers this past summer have so enjoyed going to work because they've lived a life of isolation that they enjoy working because they're working with their friends. The article wrote more about how they don't care about the paycheck. They care about their job is more than a paycheck, being that lifeguard through the summer, working that fast food job over the summer, helping out in that part-time gig at the skate factory or something like that, where they're craving this idea of being able to relate to another
connection.
Team. A connection. And of course, there's a biblical way of, like, you know, parents say, I'm your authority, I'm your greatest influence. And sometimes we might be concerned that, you know, our teenagers or young kids are more influenced by their peers than they are their parents. And we, of course, want to be the final influence over what these children, you know, say and do, in the sense of, like, teaching them values. But there's a biblical thing happening where we see these young kids crave relationship. I mean, God in himself, he's a Trinitarian God. His essence is relationship. God did not need to make the universe and the world and everything else in it. It was the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, the Son. They had a relationship in amongst themselves. But out of that relationship, he poured over into us this whole place, and his character traits are in us. And that's why we want to crave relationships with others. And it's a great thing to share with our youth. The reason why you care for your friends is because, you know, God is a God of relationship. And so we want to point kids back to relating back to their Heavenly Father.
That's well said, because a lot of people go, well, that guy got religion. I don't like religion. I try to say, Jesus didn't come to establish any religion. He came to create a relationship. And I was looking at you, and I was thinking about a few minutes ago how you said you're called to your children, of course, and as a minister, you said, to be more loving, gracious, you know, where love prevails, love is kind, love is not jealous, love does not seek its own, all that stuff that Paul wrote. And I was thinking, you're right. When it comes to Trevor, Pastor Trevor, I was thinking, you're right. You know, I don't think I would ever consider even raising my voice to you, because I know it wouldn't be returned. You're not the type to flail, and it's not about you. I remember that about Dr. Graham, Billy Graham. When I interviewed him, he was totally in the moment, there for me and for my listeners, nothing about himself. But I was just thinking also, there's Pastor Alex, who's at that Ocean's Unite. Mm-hmm. There's Greg Sempschrott. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of Catholic priests I know. And I was thinking, my word, there's not one of them that I could see raising their voice towards me. You know, because there's a lot of angry people in the world today. Do you think when you made it, I didn't know you as a youngster, but do you think when you made a decision to become a pastor and to surrender your life to be in service of others, because Jesus plainly said, the greatest among ye shall be the servant of the rest. Mm-hmm. That's a very humbling position. And he proceeded to wash the feet of his disciples. Do you think there was some sort of a gift that comes when he finds somebody who's really willing to serve the flock, guys like you?
Well, you know, there's an expression. I think it follows a biblical principle. It's not a Bible verse. But God doesn't call those who are already equipped. He equips those he calls. There's definitely the idea of the Lord equips you with what you need. He's not calling people already bearing those traits. Although there are things about, you know, you want to seek out a call. There's an internal call. You feel the burden to share Jesus with others, and you want to shepherd people and disciple people. And God will kind of provoke you and build in you almost like an additional sense of, I just call it a burden for pastoring. And then externally, people see that in you. And then if that works out together, then you end up pastoring for a church. But the Lord will put additional burden on you for the pastorate. I mean, that is him instilling some additional ability of something that you felt internally. There is something about that.
Well, because I know, I remember one time you said, you know, you're the pastor of a small Presbyterian church, Morningstar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over on, what street
Oslo
is that?
Oslo.
And I remember one time you said, well, the toilet's broke. I got to go fix it. You know, when no one else is around,
yeah.
I'm the pastor. Have to do all those things.
By the way, can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
Just
please.
2 weeks ago, someone went to go use the men's urinal and it would not turn off. And I don't know, like you flushed it and it just the water kept pouring over.
Oh,
and
no.
So I fixed a lot of toilets. I've never fixed a urinal. And you know what I did?
What?
I took off my shoe and I banged the top of the urinal where the pull bar is. The water stops. You know, I'm not the Fonz, but boy, I'm trying to figure out why was it stuck open and pouring out water. And I can't wait. The things that you do as a pastor in the church and just like, you know, because I tried everything else and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna whack this thing. And by golly,
now,
it turned
we're
off.
About out of time for today. So yep. There's three things. First of all, if somebody wants to adopt a child, what's the name of the four?
Well, foster children. You know, we the hope, the purpose, primary purpose is reunification. But if you need to care for children in trauma, assist with families, and you want to get involved in foster care, you can go to 4kids.org. That's the number 4kids.org. You can call Morningstar Church. If you call our phone number, it goes right to my cell phone. I'll be happy to talk with you. That's MorningstarVero.org. And we have a huge need. I would love to see 25 new licensed families in Indian River County, even just 25 new families in the Treasure Coast before next year. That would be an answered prayer. That's what we need right now. Too many kids are sleeping in offices and too many kids in sheltered homes rather than private homes where they have a family stability there. And so that's where you can get involved. So,
by the way, what's your phone number if people want to call you?
Good question. So the church line is 772-562-6009. Again, that's area code 772-562-6009. That calls the church line, which goes to me.
Okay, and you meet the Morningstar Church on Oslo meets at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Sunday mornings. We also provide Sunday school at 9 a.m. For about 40, 45 minutes with a little 15-minute window for fellowship. And we would love to have you there. Come worship with us. Come celebrate Jesus. And let's go be a kingdom impact in this world.
And food and coffee every Sunday after the service.
Yeah. Hey, I grind the beans.
All right. Pastor Trevor, thank you very much for coming on. God bless you. God bless your wife, Melissa, and your four new adopted children. You're living, you're in the center of joy, and I hope it continues.
Thank you, Rhett.
All right. Peace out. Have a great day.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
To the one whose dreams have fallen.